escape.
Expecto Patronum!
You'll be hearing from us.
From the Strategic Homeland and...
Just call us
Shield. My user has information that could... Well, could make this free system again.
Smash.
And here we go.
And here we go indeed. Another episode of The Geek Show.
Woo!
Big Rich here, BJ over there. And what exactly are we talking about here?
Well,
we already did an episode before. Episode
just last week.
Yeah, just last week, and now all of a sudden we're doing another episode.
Yeah, we're getting weekly here, people.
Yeah, what the hell's going on with that?
Maybe we are.
Maybe, yeah.
No, but this the big news, I read it earlier this week, was that the possible plot details have been leaked about Star Wars Episode 7 that is going to be directed and produced by J.J. Abrams. Mm-hmm. Produced by J.J. Abrams, too? Is he taking it, or is he just directing
this? I think Kathleen Kennedy is still producing.
Okay.
But I think he's got part of...
He's probably got part of
it. I don't think he's like executive producer. I think Kathleen is, but he is like probably one of the producers.
Right. But, well, I digress. But yeah. These are possible plot details that have been leaked, and it got me all excited, so I immediately had to get to Rich, and I was like, oh, we gotta do a podcast. We gotta get a geek show going about this, because this is some big stuff. If this is true,
yeah.
There has been no confirmation from anybody over at Lucas or Disney or anybody in Star Wars.
Nobody said anything.
That is the quietest set right
that
now.
That is.
They've got that locked up so heavily.
They do.
It's pretty crazy.
It is, and I mean, you only see a couple of things come out every now and then. Indie Revolver had... a picture or a design of the new Stormtrooper helmet.
No, those are accurate.
Those are.
Yes, what I was reading online is that those are accurate. There is the new Stormtrooper design. From what I was reading about that as well is that Abrams isn't trying to change it.
Right.
Or anything. He's just trying to show it's been like
30 years. Yeah.
You know, technology evolves. Yep. You know, we're all watching TVs on flat screens now. Right. You know, it's not, you know, different to think that the Stormtrooper's helmet hasn't changed.
And I forgot where, but there was some troll that had posted, well, this is stupid. Why would you change it? Yada yada. Dude, it's been 30 years. Crap breaks. Stuff wears out. You have to replace it, and they improve on it over the course of time.
And you know what? The Stormtrooper or clone helmets looked totally different in the prequels.
Exactly.
And then it evolved into what
was
in the
original trilogy. Yeah, you saw
the
evolution by Revenge of the Sith. Almost said Jedi.
Revenge of the Jedi. Hey.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, but...
It was almost a title.
Almost the title. But Revenge of the Sith, you saw... basically, it was the closest to the Stormtrooper helmets that you could possibly get without actually having the first Stormtrooper helmets.
Right. It was there enough so that you knew, all right, well, these guys are clearly not going to be good for very long.
Right.
And everything. But, I mean, just a product of the design is just improved and everything like that. So those are real.
Yes.
If you've seen those online,
those are the real deal. Okay, so that has been confirmed.
But none of the other stuff has been... has been confirmed or denied.
Right.
I think it's cool that it hasn't been denied. It also leads me to believe, like, these leaked plot details.
Right.
You know, who actually leaked them? There were some rumors that a lot of people got laid off from the set that I heard.
Ooh, that's bad.
And that could have been people leaking these details and all this information and everything.
Yeah, because, I mean, there have been a few good ones, like the one of the game table from the Millennium Falcon.
Yep.
That one was, J.J. basically... He put a note on the same table or something like that.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. And there's a whole ton of stuff. I'm over on Star Wars Underworld just kind of scrolling around, and there is a ton of rumors and spoilers possibly that's going to be going on. But I don't know what you have on your list. I'm going by what's on the website. What do you have first up?
I wanted to hit, first of all, that apparently what is going on is... I guess they're going to be searching for Luke Skywalker. Is that what's happening?
I've heard that rumor. I don't know if that's something.
So has he gone all Obi-Wan on us, and he's just kind of hiding out somewhere, or is he supposed to be on Tatooine?
He could be hiding there. Yeah, maybe. I mean, it would make sense if now. So if you haven't been following the whole deal with Clone Wars and the transition to Star Wars Rebels, they're introducing a new type of character called the Sith Inquisitor. Basically, they're not Sith. They are not Dark Jedi. They are trained in the Jedi arts, mm-hmm. you know, lightsabers and that kind of stuff. They do have control of the Force, but their job is basically to hunt down and kill all the remaining Jedi, or imprison the remaining Jedi, I guess you can say, because I saw in one of the trailers, one of the extended trailers that was released from Comic-Con for Rebels,
yeah.
they showed one of the Jedi Masters somehow survived and was imprisoned. So I'm guessing, based on what we know, some Jedi actually did escape the whole hunt with Order 66.
Well, clearly Yoda.
Yoda escaped, obviously. Yep. Obi-Wan did. Yep. But there were obviously others, based on what we're starting to see now. The Inquisitors and all that. And then the main character, one of the main characters in Rebels, Kyle, he looks very much like Kyle Katarn from the video games, yep. but he is a Jedi. They show him wielding a lightsaber. So we know they're back. And going back into Episode 7, that's supposedly why Luke is hiding, because these Inquisitors, they are the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the Emperor is gone, Vader is gone, these guys are still around, and I guess Luke still has to hide because he's made himself right. known.
Well, and that's what one of the other things was, is that they are starting to think that because they're introducing the Inquisitors into Star Wars Rebels, that the Inquisitors are actually going to be the main antagonists
yeah.
in the Star Wars, the new trilogy.
Anyway. And it makes sense. I mean, it really does make sense.
One of the other things that ties into the Inquisitor is that they're saying that Darth Vader is going to get a possible cameo, but the cameo is going to be in a flashback that Luke is saying. They're not bringing him back to life.
Okay.
It's strictly a flashback cameo.
Right.
And it's going to show that Vader and the Emperor were using these Inquisitors all along
right.
to go after the Jedi and everything. It's just sort of there to let people know that this happened. It wasn't involved in the original trilogy, but they're trying to make it fit into right. it to better fit into the story. So
this has got to be something that he does through the Force, like when Anakin saw the possible future of Padme. You know, well, which ended up becoming true. That's got to be what's happening here.
Absolutely.
With that, it's got to be like, you know, he's meditating or something, and that. So I mean, that all does make sense. Whether or not it's actually true. Well,
and they said that they're going to incorporate characters and people from Rebels.
Right.
So if they are introducing these Inquisitors and this is what we're seeing of them, then it yeah. would make sense to me that they would be the villain. Another scenario that I think may play out based on rumors is. A lot of people have been speculating that we may see more of Darth Maul from Phantom Menace. There was supposedly a leaked photo online of a sort of a mechanical hand.
Right. Yeah, I saw that.
Right?
Yeah.
And it would make sense to me that Darth Maul could be part of it.
Right.
Could possibly be a lot of machine. He was right. cut in half. He
right.
did fall quite a ways.
Yeah.
So if it is Darth Maul, it could be it yeah. may not be
he did survive. If you watch Clone Wars, towards the end of the Clone Wars series, they did bring Maul back. There was they did explain what went on there. I won't go into, well, I mean, have you seen
no go into, I think you should go into okay. detail for
so
people.
Basically, somehow Maul survived. He managed to get off Naboo. He got, I forgot the name of the planet that he went to, but he somehow was able to basically cob together these legs, mechanical legs, to, you know, get around and that kind of stuff. But in the process of being cut in half and losing and being disavowed by Palpatine and all that kind of stuff, he basically went insane. His brother, Savage Opress, who was recruited by Count Dooku during the war to be his I don't want to say Padawan, but Dark Apprentice, basically,
yep.
taught him how to be a Dark Jedi and basically sent him to try to kill the Jedi and all this other kind of stuff. Well, not the Jedi, but just wreak all kinds of havoc on the clone army, on the Republic army, that kind of thing. Fast forward a little bit. Yep. Savage discovers that he, you know, Maul is alive, and he goes to find him, and they join together, and they basically start trying to rebuild their own type of empire, their own. They start with like a group called Night Watch, which is on which was a terrorist group on Mandalore, mm-hmm. where Boba Fett was from, and basically that get the Obi-Wan and the Mandalorian government basically knock that out. And we also learn a little bit about how Obi-Wan had actually maybe had fallen in love with somebody, backstory there. But anyway, the end of the story ended up in that storyline being Palpatine went to basically take care of, quote-unquote, Maul, goes to Mandalore because Maul has basically taken over the whole planet. Palpatine goes there, basically defeats Maul, and we don't ever get the conclusion of that storyline because Maul just kind of fades away. But there was hints in the show that they were going to conclude that storyline in season 6, which they never got to because Disney canceled Clone Wars. So they concluded the story in a comic book series, which I never got to read yet.
Okay.
So I don't know exactly what happened after that.
You're as clueless as everyone else.
I am as clueless
unless
as
unless you read the comics.
Right, unless you read the comics. If you did, great. Email me, bigrich@xjockalbanyny.com, and tell me what the hell I missed. But still, I don't know if he died. If he didn't die, then the possibility of Maul being in this is quite feasible. If not,
well, I mean
I don't know.
Listen, it could be totally feasible anyway because they've come out and said a lot of the stuff that they did, mm-hmm. Especially with the expanded universe, which that could be considered expanded universe, isn't canon. So
right.
It's very possible that they could have Maul be back anyway. That comic books never happened.
I have no clue if the comic books were considered canon or not. I know Clone Wars was. Rebels is considered canon. So whether or not he's back, I don't know. I should probably look that up to see if the comic books are. Oh, well. That's come on. Yeah, maybe
no one's going to be able to say whether or not anything is canon.
Yeah, we don't know.
I mean,
Lucas is going to... I mean,
they're not going to know it. It's too tough to know what's canon and what's not canon. We know that they've said a lot. Most of the expanded universe stuff is not going to be canon.
It's pretty much gone, but they said they would be willing to pull stuff from it or borrow from it in order to create the new universe and all that. So, yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. I know my friend Sam is not very wild about it because he basically lived the expanded universe.
Well, and then tough.
All of a sudden...
it's gone.
And it's like, and he didn't even want to watch Clone Wars at all. He says, no, I can't watch that. It's not.
He would rather be a fan of things that no longer matter than to embrace.
Oh, no.
The good stuff.
He has said, well, I got to let go of Expanded Universe. I enjoyed it. But he realized he had to let go of it because it wasn't considered canon. So he actually went on Netflix and started watching The Clone Wars. So
you've got to do it.
Yeah, you got to do it. And so he's basically now been going through the episodes and all that. So he hasn't gotten through all of them, but
I have not watched Clone Wars either.
You should. So. It's on Netflix. It's all on Netflix. Watch it from beginning to the end. I mean, you can tell the beginning of the series was very kind of clunky in that it seemed like it was geared more for, you know, the kids, you know, that liked Star Wars,
obviously,
the little kids.
Yep.
But as you got into like, say, later into season 2 and then starting in season 3 and all that, it starts shifting more towards the grown-up kids, the older teenagers and the adult Star Wars fans like us. That really got, and then the stories just got more sophisticated and more into it and all that. And I can tell you right now, in season 6, I felt really, really bad about some of the outcomes in the stories. I don't want to spoil it for you.
No, it's fine.
Normally we do spoilers, but this time I can't. You got to see this to really feel the.
Everybody who's seen it knows what you're talking about. I do not know what you're talking about. So you know what? I'm gonna have to do that because Star Wars Episode 7 comes out in 2017. 2016?
2015. We're about a year... A little
oh, okay.
So little 20, less than a year and a half away.
I don't know why I thought it was so far.
December.
December 2015.
December 2015.
So I got some time to catch up.
Yeah, so we're about a little shy of a year and a half away.
I'm going to do some good old American binge watching.
There you go. That's what you got to do. You got to watch the whole series off, start to finish.
Well, speaking of all that, Star Wars Rebels, they're saying that, like I said before, everything's going to tie together. That you informed me that premieres as of the 3rd of October.
Right.
So,
and that's on Disney.
Right. And now, is that that's first season of Star Wars Rebels?
This is the first season. This is the premiere, series premiere.
Do you need to watch Clone Wars in order to know what's going on in Rebels? Probably a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I think by itself it could basically stand alone simply because it's the start. You know, this basically picks up right after Revenge, not right after Revenge of the Sith, but some years after Revenge of the Sith.
And before before we get to A New Hope, obviously.
Right, and before A New Hope. So this spans between New Hope, Episode 3 and Episode 4, and this basically fills in some timelines. From what I've seen, Obi-Wan makes a cameo.
Okay.
So we'll see Obi-Wan Kenobi, we'll see, like I said before, we'll see, I can't remember which Jedi Master we'll see. But she was in, I think it's Master Luminara. So,
okay.
But yeah, so don't quote me on that one, but yeah, we'll see some folks. Supposedly we're supposed to see, there was rumors that we would see Chewie, maybe Master Yoda. I don't know.
Well, we could see Chewie because, yeah. Revenge of the Sith, he was there.
Yeah.
He introduced the whole, all the Wookiees.
He was part of the Clone Wars. So we'll see what happens, and we'll go from there.
Can't wait to see Chewie old and gray in these new ones.
Yeah, this is going to be kind of interesting to see. I don't know. Yeah. And then the pictures of, is that on your list too? The
Han art?
The Han.
Yeah, yeah. The concept art from Han was released as well, which.
Yeah.
Looks really cool. It's got me geeked out because it looks like Han.
Yeah.
Just looks older.
Yeah.
And one thing that I thought was really interesting is that they have him in Hoth gear in one of them.
Yeah. Supposedly they're on an ice planet. So,
is it Hoth?
That has not been told. It could be. I mean, the more I think about it, you got Tatooine, you got Hoth. Supposedly there's a jungle planet. So maybe Endor. I don't know. That's more of a forest, but still.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, they must be. I mean, so it's kind of lending me to think more along the lines of that the storyline where they're out looking for Luke is more and more plausible. I don't know though. That's just. I'm stoked. I can't wait. I cannot wait. So.
Excuse me.
Oh, there we go. We'll edit that out.
No, we'll leave that.
Yes, we do it all.
This is real, folks. anyway, so yeah, so the Han art. That's a good point that you make there.
Yeah.
So something must happen, within this timeline.
Right.
Where they need Luke Skywalker again. I just unless Han and Leia are just out trying to find him because they're looking for an old friend. But something leads me to believe that they're the type of people that if I got to go away.
Yeah.
People are after me. I don't want to be found.
Right.
They're not going to go looking for him unless it was. Dire,
yeah.
So something has to happen.
Yep.
They've not leaked that. Would love to know it.
Yep.
I'd love to spoil things for myself and everything.
Yep.
But that seems to be what's going on. So a search for Luke Skywalker in this first one is I think that's very likely at this point.
Very likely. And supposedly, what's her name? Daisy Ridley is supposedly going to be a central focus.
Okay.
Character of this first episode, so basically the new generation kind of stepping in.
Okay.
So that's what some of the rumors are as well. There was a description of her costume from episode 7, Daisy's costume, basically. From what I'm reading here, spoiler alert, the character and her costume are described as a slender brunette, disheveled. She wears leggings that are kind of tan cream. Her shirt is gray and kind of longer on one side. She wears a type of bluish sash from her shoulder down to her opposite hip. She has goggles around her neck. Her arms are wrapped in what was described as in the Star Wars style. Her hair is mid-length, not particularly voluminous. Okay, I mean,
whatever.
That says whatever, but I mean, when they were talking about it, that kind of reminds me of Padme in Phantom Menace with what she was wearing. So, I mean, it could be.
Yeah, could be.
And it's only that's only secondhand information. And there was concept art supposedly, but whether or not that's going to make the cut is...
It's locked up tight.
Yeah.
Big time locked up tight.
Damn you, JJ. And you and your security.
That's fine. You know what? I don't need to see anything to know that this is going to be something that's going to be great, because he did such a phenomenal job with rebooting the Star Trek franchise and just taking characters that we were already familiar with and reintroducing them to us in a new light. Now, yeah. In this case, he's just continuing a story, but I have complete faith that he's not going to let me down. Unless it's like the third season of Lost, and then I'll just be really upset. But
yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, I think this is going to be good. This is really going to be... I'm really into it. So.
I like the fact that he's actually using physical sets like the original trilogy.
Practical effects, very little CGI.
Right.
They're recording on film. They're not doing totally digital, mm-hmm. like Lucas did for the first, for the prequels, I should say.
Right.
And I mean, I can't wait to see how this really comes out.
It's going to come out awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I do like the I did like the fact that Lucas did the prequels in digital, because they were so pristine and you could get such high quality you know, out of it. But the film,
well, and he used what was available. Like, if that was available at the time,
he
totally would have used that for the original.
Yeah,
it just wouldn't have been what it is to all of us now, which is just this.
Lucas is very techie. So in that regard, so he's very into that kind of stuff.
Right. So I mean, if that was available, those effects were readily available in the 1970s and 80s.
Yeah.
You can bet that he would have used them. A lot of people, I mean, he overused them.
Yeah, a lot of people would say that, you know, too. Yeah.
He overused them a lot and everything. So I mean, it's almost like the Christopher Nolan idea. You know, he doesn't like doing that. He likes to see the physical stuff. A lot of those Batman movies, he did not use CGI.
Yeah.
You know, that was all done through rigging and various things, and you know, it's fantastic. So I'm happy to see that JJ is kind of embracing this. It's got to be a challenge for him, though.
It's got to be. I mean, to come up with all that. I mean, and all the stunt work that you have to do, and all that, and then you got to build the sets.
Well, and some CGI graphics have come back to bite him. Occasionally, think JJ. It looked fantastic, all the CGI and the graphics that they did for Star Trek. But I don't know, were you a Lost guy or no?
I was not a Lost guy. Oh, no.
You need to watch Lost. I love Lost, and I believe it's the fifth season of Lost. Mm-hmm. They are leaving the island on a submarine, and now whenever I see a horrible, horrible graphic.
Mm-hmm.
I refer to it as, oh, they went all Lost Submarine on me, because it's like this real-life Hawaiian island that they filmed this show on,
right.
And the most cartoonish-looking sub leaving it. So, you know.
They should have gone to...
This was 2000. That's 2007.
They
should have
gone to ILM and said, hey, can you do this for us?
Well, you know, I've seen a lot of Once Upon a Time and a lot of ABC shows with the exception of S.H.I.E.L.D., that have just like their graphics budgets
must not be there.
That's why they canceled that show Terra Nova on that was on Fox. That was the one where they went back in time and lived with dinosaurs because they had ruined the Earth so bad.
Yeah, I remember that.
They canceled that show not because of lack of ratings, but because it was too expensive for Fox to make. Was fantastic.
Were they all? Well, yeah, that was a great show. Was it because they weren't using a lot of practical effects?
That was a Steven Spielberg backed project.
Okay,
and he was using a lot of the same effects that he had used in Jurassic Park.
Okay,
so
and Terry and I just watched that yesterday too.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, my daughter and I watched Jurassic Park yesterday because she wanted to watch a film with me, and I was like, okay, I pick Jurassic Park.
I picked Jurassic right there. Park. You can't go wrong with that. No. We got to get into that in one episode. Once we know more about this, we got to get into Jurassic World a little bit.
Too, oh, yeah, the new movie coming out. Yeah.
That seems like it's going to be really, really awesome. Oh, speaking of coming out.
Were you getting ready to transition? Because I had one more thing.
No. I wanted to talk about the original trilogy being aired unaltered.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wrote that article.
Yeah, you can read read and get all the information at extractalbanyny.com. But we have to touch on the fact that Disney may possibly be releasing the original trilogy.
It is rumored. There were many geek squeals with my fellow Star Wars coworkers. when this was announced.
It would be so fantastic because all I have on VHS.
Yes.
I have the original.
Yeah. I had the VHS original, but I watched it so much it wore out.
Yeah,
so
I don't even have it anymore. I don't even have a VCR anymore. Yeah. So there's no way I could even watch it. They're somewhere at my mother's house. Somewhere
in the basement with the rest of your junk.
Right. You know, but the DVDs, everybody's DVDs that you have, or the Blu-rays, are all of the ones that have all the altered stuff. I would love to watch them without any of the additional things like I used to watch when I was a kid.
Yeah, that would be... I mean, I miss them.
I miss them a lot. I miss... And people are probably gonna bite me for it, but I miss the final scene in Return of the Jedi.
Where it's Sebastian... What's his name? Sebastian Shaw, I think, was the actor's name.
It is either that or you're thinking of Kevin Bacon's character from X-Men First Class. Nah,
maybe. I don't know. I'm stuck on Shaw for some reason.
I know who you're talking about.
Seven degrees of Kevin Bacon here.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows Kevin
Bacon, be on
to.
Our show.
Yeah, he probably would.
Yeah, he might. Like a cool guy. All right, let's message him and find out.
Yeah, let's go find out if Kevin Bacon will join
but no,
us.
No, Hayden Christensen.
Nope, get rid of him.
He's not going to there. It's going to be the guy that was originally behind the mask. Sadly, not David Prowse. That was kind of weird that they didn't have David Prowse do it. But then again, I guess he was too young at the time to look the part. So, all right, I give him that.
It would be interesting if they saw that because I missed that last scene. I missed they replaced the horrible yet great Ewok song with, whatever they put in there. So that was gone and out of it. And then you had all the other scenes that they had to incorporate because of the original prequels and showing the whole rest of the universe, which I'm okay with. If they wanted to leave showing the rest of the Galactic Empire celebrating.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the only thing I don't like about the special editions and all the digital changes they made, Han didn't shoot first in those editions. Han shot first. Hashtag Han shot first. I can't say it enough. Han shot first. Deal with it, people. Deal with it, Lucas. You made him shoot first. There was a reason you had him shoot first, and you went back on it, and you, sir, are a poopy head for that. All I'm saying is hashtag Han shot first.
Okay.
That's everything else.
I'm with you.
Everything else I'm completely cool with. I'm cool with seeing more of the Wampa.
I'm not cool with seeing Han Solo walking and talking with Jabba the Hutt.
You didn't like that scene?
No.
I thought that scene was kind of okay. I mean, I've seen the original before because it was originally supposed to be guy in a puppet or something like that.
Was that supposed to be in the movie?
That was originally supposed to be in the movie.
So that's where they have that footage from?
Yes.
Okay.
That was originally where the... But what they did was Jabba was like a guy in a big furry suit, and they obviously had made Jabba this big slug creature, so they basically digitally took out that guy. I think they could have done a way better job of that in that particular version. But if they take it out, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
But you also see Boba Fett in there, so you kind of get the...
Yeah, I guess it ties everything together and everything. I just want to see it the way it's supposed to be. I want to see it the way that it was. Not with the revisions that Lucas wished that he had put in there in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be happy. When it comes out, I'll be happy and I'll be squealing.
Well, what is his involvement right now? Is it just...
Consultant. That's all he is.
Right?
Yeah, he sold it all away. It's all in... It's all... To
God,
Disney,
he's so rich.
Kathleen Kennedy, the man's a billionaire. You know, I mean, what do other billionaires like him do? I mean, do they just get together like him and Bill Gates?
Bill Gates, and
Zuckerberg, and they make fun of Zuckerberg. You know,
because he's the new guy,
or Zucker or whatever the hell his name is, the Facebook jerk. Yeah, he's in our day, we booted from floppy. What do? You boot from hard drive. You know, you're lame. That kind of thing. But I man is rich beyond belief, and he's married, and he just kicked back, and all he's got to do basically is, I'm guessing they probably just go to him for, what was your idea of this? What was your idea of this? And just building off of that. So,
right.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it anyway. Also, they announced that Rian Johnson is going to be on to direct episode 8.
Yep.
Rian Johnson, I know him from Looper.
Yep. A lot of people are saying...
Really good movie.
All my friends are, like, very ecstatic about that announcement.
Yeah.
So they were very happy. And I guess... I don't know. I don't remember if this was confirmed or not. One of the other movies that they're going to do was going to be a Boba Fett.
I've heard Boba Fett. Yeah. I've heard, you know, a Han Solo origin movie. And then the third one I still haven't heard much about.
I think they confirmed the Boba Fett because I read somewhere that they got... the actor who played Django signed back up. So I want to say that's the case. I can't. It was so long ago. I can't remember. But yeah. All right.
It would be interesting to see how that would play out too with a Boba Fett.
I want to see what happens.
So we're talking about like probably in the next like 10 years or so. We're talking about like 8 Star Wars movies at least coming out. Plus you've got the Rebels TV show, which we said before is out on October 3rd. Which I will have to tune in for. Sorry, Vera, but that will be taking up space on the DVR with cartoons.
Yep. Sorry. So if you catch the tail end of Phineas,
you get to tape
Ferb.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I get to tape Star Wars Rebels.
There you go.
How and, about that?
And you guys,
deal.
And you guys both have to sit down and watch Clone Wars.
Right. Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah. I heard
I've
that in your
Netflix
voice.
In it's another room.
It's like, yeah, it's like my wife, too. Kim doesn't want anything to do with Star Wars. I'm like, hon, you got to watch it.
Her to watch the original trilogy.
You did.
She liked it.
She liked
it? You know, she thought that I think Empire was her favorite.
Yeah.
That's good.
Empire's everybody's favorite.
It's got to be. It's got the most everything in it. It's just so good.
Yeah.
And she thought that the beginning of Return of the Jedi was a little bit boring, is what she told me. We were probably like maybe like 10 or 15 minutes in. Mm-hmm. Not very far. And she was like, this is kind of boring right now, considering where everything left off. And I was like, it gets better. Just keep watching. It gets
really
good.
It starts slow, but it gets there. Yeah.
You know, so.
Did she watch the prequels?
I have not made her watch the prequels only because I don't want to watch episode 2 ever again in my life.
Why? What?
Oh, I just hated episode 2.
Episode 2 was good,
I didn't mind episode 1. I know a lot of people hate episode 1 because of Jar Jar Binks. I'm able to get past that.
Yeah, me too.
I like the storyline. I really like Qui-Gon Jinn. I love Liam Neeson in that role. I like Ewan McGregor's young Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
I can watch episode 1. I can't stand episode 2. I can't stand the stupid love story between Anakin and Padme.
That was kind of clunky. Yeah.
Very, very clunky.
But, I mean, I got past...
I loved when he went through and he killed all the... he killed all the
Tusken Raiders, yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
That was cool.
If you can kind of put that aside, I mean, that's... I kind of did. I kind of put it aside. It was necessary, obviously, for the story to happen. But, yeah, I think that one could have been... done a little bit better, but out of all 6, what's your favorite?
Out of all 6, it's Empire.
Empire?
Easily.
Empire's mine. Second favorite?
Revenge of the Sith.
Yep, me too. So, there you go.
Revenge of the Sith, you know, a lot of people get down on the prequels, but episode 3 was a really, really good movie.
Yeah, you start seeing, just that slide to the dark side is awesome.
Right.
So, what do you got?
Everybody loves to hate a villain.
Everybody does.
So that's what we got so far on Star Wars Episode 7.
Right.
We don't know any more than that, and a lot of it could possibly not be true.
There is another rumor that came out recently let's see, what's today? Today's the 19th. Came out about 4 days ago. Hasn't gotten a lot of press, but there's a rumor that a leading character in Episode 7 is going to be a Mon Calamari.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did hear that.
Yeah. So that's I don't know if it would be Ackbar. He'd be pretty old by that time.
Very old.
I think he was even considered old in the in Jedi.
Well, if he wasn't old, then he's the youngest looking fish looking alien with the oldest voice in the world.
And we do see Ackbar in the Clone Wars TV show. So make sure you watch for him there. And also. Oh, shoot. There was another one. You were just talking about it just a minute ago. I can't believe I forgot this.
What?
That was in Clone Wars as well. Oh, man, I forgot. Shoot. All right, shoot me later. I'll have to rewind. Because I ain't going to remember by the time this the end of this podcast comes
Darth
around.
Maul?
No, it wasn't Maul. No. So,
we already hit on that.
Yeah, we already got
that
on
was
that.
Fine.
All that, so.
That's fine.
All right, so...
And then I guess that's all the Star Wars information we had. A couple of things just kind of came out today as far as comic book universe goes, especially Marvel.
Yeah.
They have cast Adrian Palicki.
Yes.
She's going to be joining the cast of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for season 2.
Yep.
She's going to be playing Barbara Morse, a.k.a. Mockingbird.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, she's signed on to do an episode, but you never know what they're going to be doing on this show.
Right.
So she could be signed on for multiple episodes. She could become a regular. She could be put right into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, because in the comic books, her and Hawkeye kind of have a romantic relationship going on and everything. And for those of you who don't know who Adrienne Palicki is, she is known for her role in Friday Night Lights. But she also has a lot of almost comic book roles with Failures DC. She almost played Supergirl.
I'm not playing the DC fanfare. I'm sorry. No, I will not play it.
We don't need to.
It sucks.
But she almost played Supergirl in Smallville season 3. And she also did that pilot that was not picked up for Wonder Woman.
Okay.
So she's got the legs to play a heroine.
Right.
So it'll be interesting. But one of the things that I read today, and I think you did too from the Hollywood Reporter, is that she may not be introduced as an ally of the renegade agents right now.
Right.
She could be introduced as a foe. So we'll have to see how that plays out. S.H.I.E.L.D. actually premieres Tuesday, 9 p.m. on ABC on the 23rd of September. So that'll be back pretty soon.
Right.
A couple other notes, too, is that Gotham, the Batman prequel series, premieres September 22nd. That's a Monday night at 8 p.m. on Fox. And the Flash series, which actually we've agreed doesn't look too terrible, that's going to be premiering October 7th, Tuesday nights, at 8 p.m. on the CW. So you can get your comic book fix on Tuesday nights starting then, because you could watch The Flash and then carry that over to ABC and pick up with Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Now, I can't wait to see where S.H.I.E.L.D. picks up.
Yeah, me too.
It's going to be really, really good.
Yeah, this is going to be good. And some other S.H.I.E.L.D. news, too, that we didn't touch on. Kyle MacLachlan is going to be coming in as Skye's father on S.H.I.E.L.D. So a lot of Twin Peaks fans, like my buddy Miker,
have
is
another Skye tidbit when you're done.
Okay. Lucy Lawless is coming back as, well, not coming back, but she's going to be introduced as a S.H.I.E.L.D. veteran. Isabel Hartley.
Xena
is back. And then Reed Diamond as some kind of Hydra villain, Daniel Whitehall, a.k.a. Kraken. I don't remember that.
I don't remember that.
I'll have to go on the wikis and read up on that.
Reed Diamond is, I like him. He was on a Whedon show that I really like, Dollhouse.
Really? Oh,
so
okay.
He's, you know, the Whedonverse is really getting in.
Yeah. Well, into this. Hello. He's doing Avengers and everything.
Which I'm perfectly fine with. Joss Whedon could do anything, and I'm good with that.
Yeah. I mean,
he even wrote part of the original Toy Story, so there you go.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, tidbit for you right there.
Okay.
He was a writer on Toy Story.
Oh, there we go.
Worked for Pixar for a little bit.
Nick Blood as a mercenary that Coulson reaches out to for help. Henry Simmons as Agent Alfonso Mac McKenzie, and Simon, I can't pronounce the last name, Cassandis, as Bakshi. Yeah. There's a bunch of people that are going to be on S.H.I.E.L.D. that they're just pulling out the stops this season.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens.
Well, here's my little Skye tidbit.
Yeah, what's the Skye bit?
All right.
Here.
So we were revealed that she is something more than human.
Yes.
At the end of this season of S.H.I.E.L.D. and everything like that. Now, I did not realize it, and I didn't put everything together until I saw Guardians of the Galaxy. But at the in the final episodes of S.H.I.E.L.D., when Coulson discovers what's in Tahiti, he pulls that out. That's a Kree. That is a Kree warrior or soldier or visitor.
I was wondering about that.
Right?
Yeah, I thought that.
So that is a Kree.
Okay.
Okay. The Kree are responsible in the comic book world for creating the Inhumans by experimenting on them.
Ah.
So they're thinking, one, this is Marvel's loophole,
right,
to be able to not say mutants.
Yeah.
they can say that they're inhuman. They think that possibly Skye could be an inhuman. This is just what I've been reading on the message boards
and
stuff.
That's pretty
Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch also possibly inhumans. We saw them at the end of Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Right.
That would be their way of getting around it. Now, they would have to change their backstories and everything like that. But you know, if they have to, so be it. Marvel has not done us wrong yet.
Yeah.
And that would mean that they could possibly be pursuing more invested interest heading into more Guardians of the Galaxy movies and yes. stuff like that with the Inhumans. Maybe we'll see Black Bolt. Vin Diesel did yes. a little teaser.
Black Bolt would be awesome.
That would be really cool. Vin Diesel did a teaser not too long ago where he said, Marvel thinks I'm Inhuman. Ha ha.
Oh, and they really? Think I missed that.
He's rumored to possibly be playing somebody in a Marvel movie. That's why he only voiced Groot, so that he could.
Yeah.
Right. Same thing with Nathan Fillion. Nathan Fillion wants to play something in the Marvel Cinematic right. Universe, so that's why he only voiced that Bring big blue guy. So that would be really cool. So Inhumans, possible.
Yeah.
Sky, a possible Inhuman. If you didn't know what that was at the end of yeah. S.H.I.E.L.D., that was a Kree person, visitor, warrior, whoever that was.
Yeah.
So that also, that's why she didn't have such a crazy reaction when they put the Kree blood in here, because the Kree
yeah.
experimented on humans or right. billions of years ago to right. create these Inhumans, which is why she's not classified. Nobody knows what she is
right.
or anything like that. So she's probably got some sort of untapped power.
That would be kind of cool to see.
I hope we see it this season.
That would be cool. I mean, the Inhumans, Black Bolt and all them, they supposedly live on the moon. Because right. their powers are just so...
Well, and that's another thing, too, is that, like, right now, apparently, in the Marvel Universe and the comics, the Inhumans live in their city, which nobody can see, and it's literally right in our sky.
Oh, wow.
So, right now, that's where their city is. I can't remember the name of the city offhand right now, but wherever the Inhumans live, yeah. it's Earth-based currently in the comics. A lot of what they've done in the comics has... current comics... has transpired in the Marvel Cinematic Universe okay. and stuff like that, so they could be doing that. And so that could be their loophole to not say mutants, and two, to better explain Sky and everything like that. But mm-hmm. the fact that they had a Kree at the end of this season of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then Ronan pops up in Guardians of the Galaxy with the Kree and everything like that, right. I think that it's all tying together really nicely. So there you go. I've done my homework, and there's your Easter egg.
There you go. Okay. Well, that works for me, so... This is pretty cool. I think this is I like it when all these rumors just come flying out of nowhere. And then it's just like, bam, right. instant podcast.
Exactly.
It's awesome. All right. Well, that's pretty much what we wanted to cover in this show, because just everything came out so damn quickly.
Yeah.
And especially with Star Wars, it just kind of...
If you happen to be a jilted Star Wars cast member and yes. you want to get a hold of us and let us know if any of this is true and you want to get on this, just email me, bj@xjogalbanyny.com or rich@xjogalbanyny.com.
Big Rich at xjogalbanyny.
We will be very, very happy to hear all of this dirty stuff from the set.
All the dirty, dirty stuff.
Yeah, we'll be the big reveal.
Yes, and if you're listening to this show, if we can implore you, take a few minutes, go to Stitcher, go to Podcastpedia, go to iTunes, wherever you grab our show from, write a review for us, give us a rating. That really helps get the word out about our show to other people. And you can also go to the website, xjockalbanyny.com, where you can read on the stories that we post and what we usually talk about here. Generally, we like to talk about stuff that we're not posting because they deserve their own podcast, essentially.
Yes.
A lot more, scrutiny or what have you. You know, they basically deserve to have their own little category, so we throw them in the podcast. So that's why we don't write about everything that we talk about. So go to the website, xjockalbanyny.com. You can find out more about the podcast, where we're at, and all that good stuff. And you can also... write a review for us over at Stitcher or iTunes or what have you. So
we only want good reviews. No, good reviews. Kidding.
Yeah.
No censorship here.
Yeah. No censorship.
Tell us we suck.
If we sound like crap, then let us know.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like we're gonna yell at you.
We will.
Yeah, because we will.
We'll
but,
berate you.
Yeah, but
we'll embarrass you.
You know, we'll be on a podcast and you'll just have a website to do it on. So there you go. All right, that's it for this episode from the Geek Cave, Geek Show. Thank you for listening.
Sayonara.
Sayonara. Bye-bye.
my father.